We are learning Masechtas Kedushin of Samech Amud Aleph, and we are starting three lines in the bottom of Daf Nun Tesam Beis. Oma Abaya, L'tamei de Rav, according to Rav, we had Machlekes here, Rav and Shmuel, what's the halacha by someone who says that Ma'achshav will achash Loishim Yayim? What's the halacha? He gives Kedushin to you. She says, from now and after 30 days. According to Shmuel, it's a Tanai. It's saying the Kedushin is chal today. But we have to wait 30 days to see if you're going to want it. If you want it for 30 days, it'll be chal from today. Mashiach, according to Rav, it's a suffix what he wanted to say. Did he want to say ma'achshav or achash yayim? So tol achash yayim is a suffix kedushin, and therefore if someone else gives kedushin in between, it's chal as well. And even after 30 days, it's still a suffix. There's a suffix kedushin because maybe the first guy meant ma'achshav, so he's first. Maybe he meant achash yayim, so the second guy is first. So it'll be a suffix kedushin lo'ilam. That's Rav holds. So I'm going to buy it. According to Rav, it'll come out like this. One guy says, here's Kedushim, he says, Ma'achshav, and after 30 days. The next guy says, gives her Kedushim, also says, Ma'achshav, l'ach esbiyam. That's Bichal now, after 20 days. Also, Ma'achshav, l'ach esbiyam. After 10 days. So here, let's analyze this. If it's a Tanai, so then the first guy's Kedushin is first, because he gave Kedushin first. If it's a Chazara, then it's the last guy's Kedushin is good, because Chazara is that the first guy said after 30 days, the second guy said after 20 days, and the third guy said after 10 days. So the third guy is first. So if these words mean, Tanai, then the first guy is first. If it's Chazara, then the last guy is first. Actually, Rashi points out, you don't have to talk about the case that the last guy said Lach Asar Yom. You can say that Va'acha, I gave Kedushin, the same Shiloh. If it's a Tanai, so the first guy is first. If it's a Chazara, then the last guy goes, because the last guy gave Kedushin now. The third guy gave Kedushin, but if the other two are Chazaras, so the one is 30 days, one's after 20 days.
In that case,
one's Kedushin Vada. No, nothing is Kedushin Vada. The third guy is not Kedushin Vada, because if you write the other one's a Tanai, it's first. No, because if it's a Tanai, then the first guy has Kedushin Kedushin. So even in that case, it's also be a Safa Kedushin, because maybe the first guy's Kedushin was a Tanai, so he was first. So we have these three people here, then the halacha is like this. Marishan Ma'akhran Tzirich Get. You need to get from the first one and the last one. Me'em Tzoyi Ein Tzirich Get. The middle one, you don't need to get. Why? Marav Shach. Eat Tanai Havoi. If it's a Tanai, the Kama Kedushi. The first guy's Kedushin is the Kedushin, because he's the one who gave Kedushin first, and it's going Ma'akhshav. It's going from now. It and I have the common kedusha, the hanachlav kedusha. Other ones are not kedusha at all. If it's a chazara, when it says la'achas v'yom, it's a chazara. I want it to be after 30 days, and next guy says I want it to be after 20 days, and last guy says after 10 days, or right now. So then have in chazara have the basroi kedusha, the hanachlav kedusha. So there's no tzad the middle one. So that's what he says. It comes out for Rav. So the Gemara pshita, it's pashut, obviously. Ma'u teima, Gemara answers like this. You would think maybe high lishto mash v'tonei mash v'chazara. Maybe even going to Rav. Some people mean it as a Tanai, and some people mean it as a Chazara. And you would think maybe it's not always a Chazara, always a Tanai, it's either one. We're not sure. So here it's possible, maybe it's possible that, for example, that the you need to get, maybe the first guy is a Chazara, so it's after 30 days. The second guy means a Tanai, so it's Chal for now. And the third guy is too late. So maybe you need to get from the second guy. Kamash v'la Rav, it's always a suffix. Always a suffix if it's Tanai or Chazara. We're not sure. If it means a Tanai, then everyone means a Tanai. If it's a Chazara, everyone means Chazara. And therefore, you only need, Kamash v'la, this is a Rabbaya, Kamash v'la, that you always need to get only for the first and last, not for the middle one. You don't need to get for the middle one, because it's taka, a suffix across the board. Does it mean Tanai or Chazara? So that's Shittas Rav and Shmuel. Ula Amar, Rav Yechron, a different pshat, in Ma'achshav v'la'achash loishim yom. We had, Shmuel says it's a Tanai, Rav says it's a Chazara, or a Sofik if it's Chazara or Tanai. Ula Amar Rav Yechron, afilu meya toifsim ba. Ula says, Shem Rav Yechron, that even 100 people are toifis in this isha. V'chein Amar, Asi Amar Rav Yechron, afilu meya toifsim ba. Now we know, Rashi speaks out that meya toifsim ba is not mean mesofik, because loshon toifsim ba, it sounds like it's really toifis kedushim. According to Rav, that's a suffix, only one Kedushin is typhus. We're not sure which one. Mashaykin, I may have typhus by sounds like all 100 are typhus somebody. Now, what's John on that? And Shmuel, only the first guy is typhus because it's a Tanai. So it's not only the first one's typhus.
The second one doesn't even work, according to Shmuel. The second one doesn't even work.
In the interim, it works.
In the interim, no, interim, it's a stuff. You're not sure what's going to happen. She's crazy. The interim doesn't work. No, nothing. It's nothing there. It's a Tanai. You have to wait for 30 days to find out what's going to happen. But it's not going to be an interim. No Kedushin.
Oh, is that nothing?
No, no Kedushin, no. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. So it's tough because if he's going to be chayzer, then we need a second one. If he's going to say, I don't want it. But tonight, it's very clear if you're Shmuel. If you're Rav, it's a suffix. Stay suffix forever. But according to Rav Yechon, it sounds like a Meya type symbol. So what's Pshat? I'll explain you the reason of Yechon. Shavi Nafshayim, we made her Kishraga the Livni like a wall of bricks. The Cholchadacha Rav Cholachaveri Shavak. When you make a wall of bricks, you don't put one brick on top of each other. The whole thing will collapse. What you do is, the first row, you put down the bricks, and the second row, you move it over a little bit, and this way it's sitting on two bricks. And this way, it's a stronger wall. So here also, we look at the Kedushin, we left some room. So what's going on over here? So Tav Tosfos explains it, actually. Tav Tosfos, look, Pirish. The Koinim Mashiachim. You make kenyan in Meshayer, Shrei Yamakadesh Rosh Loimai, what it means to say like this, Ma'achshav Yaschilu HaKadushin, today the Kadushin starts, Ula'ach Lamad Yom Yigmeru. So he's learning Ma'achshav Yaschilu means that it starts now and it finishes later on. So you left the room, you started a Kadushin already, but you left room for someone else to come and make a Kadushin, because I didn't finish Kadushin until 30 days. That's why I can have 100 people to have this Kadushin. So Tosfos asks later on, Tosfos, we know something is Chatzi Isha, you can't make Kadushin Chatzi Isha. And for Tosfos, that Chloe is saying, but the way that Lomdim learned, he means that Tosfos Teretz is that it's not Chatzi Isha, it's Chatzi Kinyan. Chatzi Isha means only Mekarish half Isha. Here I'm Mekarish the whole Isha, but not a Gemar de Kinyan. So obviously a very Lomdim Shesugi here. Rashi's mashma a little bit, the words of Rashi, look at the words of Rashi, the Shavi Nafshah at the end. Rashi's Lashon is that Kol Echav Moitzi Mokim Zman Poni LeKedushin V'tafsu Kulim LeOisra. The Medayik Rashi, Rashi just means that it's Tosfos Legabi Asering her. Akaponim, but this is a tough one, this Rabbi Yechonon. But Akaponim, he's saying, Meya Taif Saba, Hodra Taif Saba. So we have three Pshok Dama Akshash Shuyam. It doesn't mean that it's a Safik, if it's Tanaya Chazara, according to Shmuel, it's Chazara. And according to Rabbi Yechonon, it starts now and finishes after 30 days. Therefore, Meya Taif Saba, 100 people can be Taif Saba in her. Master Rab Chanina, my Yoy Mulach HaMisa. Someone gives a get and says, from today, Ulach HaMisa. And like it's similar to the case of Achshachos Yom, Shalav Chazaro, or tonight. The locha is get vein a get. The locha is that it's a get vein a get. The Mishnah says that it's a self a get. Therefore, the imes, if he dies, and he dies without children, his brother gives chalitz, but can't do even. Why can't do even? Because maybe it's a good get. Maybe it was a tonight, and then it's chal from before, Mahayoim. And Achamisa, it's Megal Afrei that was Chal. So if it's a get, you're not going to marry your Grushas Achiv. That's an Isser Karas. So therefore, you can't do Yibum, but you have to do Chalitza just in case it's a Chazara. If it's a Chazara, then you meant to say it's a get Achamisa, and it ain't get Achamisa, therefore you do Chalitza. So Ameis, Chalitza was Shevemes. So Bishlam al Rav, Messiele. It's Rav, Mamash, Rai to Rav, this Salacha. Get, then it gets, it's often. Lushmuel Nami, Homani Rabboni. That's the Rabboni. We had this Machalikas yesterday, in yesterday's Dav, end of the Dav. We had a Mechalikas Rebbe and the Chachamim, in such a case if it's a get ven a get or it's a get. And we said that's Mechalikas Rav and Shmuel. So here, so for Shmuel, so it's not Shver. Hamani Rabbani, even Adamika Rebbe. El Rabbi Yechonon, the Omesh Yura Hava. According to Rabbi Yechonon, that holds that Ma'achshav Va'achshav Shem is a Shura. So based on the Kedushin, you can say it starts now, finishes later on. But a get, that's a Shira in it, it's Vishon Adchal. El Rabbi Yechonon, the Omesh Yura Hava, Kol Git the Mashiach above Lo Yikumu. It's a get that has a shear in it. He died when it was still wasn't finished yet. So a get that's half a get is nothing. It says krisos. It has to be a complete get. So here, you should do yibum. It's definitely not a get, according to Rav Yechonon. It's definitely not a get. So what's pshat? It says that you have to do chalitza. You should be able to do yibum. Because it's definitely not a get. El Rav Yechonon, Adam HaShurav, Kol Gita Mishari Bav Leklumu, Yivum Yiviyav, Why can't you do yibum? And for the Gemara, Amar Rava, get lohitzi mis lohitzi. Get is moitzi the isha from the husband. Same thing, misa lohitzi also. So mashashaya get kamasa misa. He says the misa will be goimer, will finish off the get. And Be'etzem, you shouldn't even need chalitza. And the only reason you need chalitza is because people are going to think a get lacham is to work, so you do, and that's not true, it's different to chalitza. But Be'etzem, you don't even need chalitza, because according to Rava is tining that the get gets finished off with the misa. Amalei Abayan, what are you talking about? How does that finish off a get? Midami, get mitziya m'shus yavam. A get is mitziya m'shus yavam. A get says there's no connection to the brother. And misa machnas m'shus yavam. Misa makes a connection to the yavam. So how can you say here the misa finishes off the get and makes now that you can do yibam? It's not true. It's misa makes the chiyuv yibam. Don't take away the chiyuv yibam. So how can you say it's going with the get? Elo abaya, I'll tell you b'shach. Be'etzem fi Rabbi Yochanan, you could do yibam. Why? It's not a get. So why are you not letting do yibam? Elo abaya, hosam tayamai gzeira m'shem mahayoyim im meisi. There aloch is, ha raise the get. The aloch is, if you say mahayoyim im meisi, not mahayoyim lachem, you say mahayoyim im meisi, losh im. So there definitely means a tanai. Everyone agrees it's a tanai there. And there aloch is, it is a get. So there, you can't do yibam. So therefore, we don't allow you to do yibam up to that case. That's the halach. That's the pshat. But that's the mikdash yibam according to Rabbi Yochanan.
She divorced right away.
No, you have to wait for the according to Rabbi Yochanan.
In Macy.
What?
Everybody's gonna die. So
it's really bad. No, yeah. Echrami. It's can't eat chumah right from now today. Yeah, my yom Macy. Echrami. Yeah. She divorced. Yeah. It's a whole mishnah about it in Gittin. What's the halach? My heim by yom. What's the halach in those days? Yes. The also yeah. They're also together, yeah. They get
echrami.
What? No, of course not. Because maybe she'll die first. Yeah. But Masafi, you have to worry if I get today, yeah. I'm by a wholesome time. My exemption, my yom, may see a raise again. There it's a get. So here, even though it's not a get, because here it starts now, it ends a chamisa, I really could do yibum, but you can't do yibum after that case. Mnigzor, my yom, may see. So why is it the opposite? My yom meisi, we say it is a get, and there's no chalitza even. Why is it do chalitza there? Otu my yom lachamisa. So I know you can't do that. Why? Then people will think maybe you can do yibum. And obviously you cannot do yibum there. It's a shayla of karos. Therefore, if it's a good get, we don't get near chalitza. We don't want people to think they can do yibum. Frank the Gemara here also, we are saying that really you could do. Here we're saying, just do chalitza, not yibum. So why don't worry, you might do yibum. Hakanami, you might have a chalitza for siyavemes. You might come to yibum here, by a case of ma'yoyim malachamisa. So Gemara says, no, here's not a problem. Tisyavim. Here, if you land on yibum, it's just keferlech, because really there is a chiyav yibum. Then we got klum, chosh darabani. Betzim is a chiyav yibum here. The only reason not to do yibum is otu the case ma'yoyim meisi. But betzim here, you could do yibum, because it's not a good get. So therefore, here we don't worry about doing chalitza. So the bottom line is, we had a kashi Rabbi Yochanan that heard by get, it shouldn't be chal at all because it's a shir. And Moses, you're right. It's talking out of get, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Aye, what does it mean, chalat sezer sevemes? It's auto a case, ma yoim im meisi. Zok to new mishnah. Ha'im ala isha, ha'rei at mekadeshus li, amnasha etel chomesayim zuz. You give a pruta to isha, and you say, I want you to be mekadeshus to me, and I'm going to also give you 200 zuz, it's a tanai. I'm giving you a pruta now. It should be a kedushin right now. And I'm gonna pay up. I'm gonna give you 200 zuz as a present. Harezu mekudeshes v'yitin. It's mekudeshes. You have to give the money. We'll see if the kedushin is chal from now or when you give the money. We'll see. I'm not sure etzel lachem kama adam adyayim. If you say that here's a kedushin, I'm gonna give you money within 30 days. Nosan law b'sar shoshim. If you gave the money within 30 days, mekudeshes. Mekudeshes. Lavem mekudeshes. Now I'm mekudeshes. Another tonight, he said, I'm not sure, yes, Messiah, I'm giving you a kedushin, and by the way, I have 200 zuz. I raise him with kedushas, the locus is with kedushas, the yeshlai, but he has to have, you have to bring edim that he has 200 zuz. I'm not sure, Erech Messiah, I'm going to show you 200 zuz, I raise him with kedushas, for a year of law, and you have to show her. And we'll see what the Gemara means, you have to show her your own 200 zuz. From Hera al Shulchan, and with kedushas. If you show her on a table, which means you're a money changer, and you show 200 zuz on a table, that belongs to the money, you know, to the money changing business, and with kedushas. The law is that it's not Mekadeshas. Al Kaponim, we have in our Mishnah here, the first part of Mishnah is that if you say Rei Mekadeshas Li, then it's a good Kedushin, but you have to give it 200 Zuz. Zog to Gemara Itmar. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna Rav Hu Yitin. You have to give the money, and once you give the money, then it's Chal Mafreya from the Shas Kedushin, it's Chal. But if he dies before he gave the money, then the kedushin is not chal. You don't even need chalitza because you never mekayim the tanai. You have to mekayim the tanai. But when you mekayim the tanai, it's chal from today. Rav Yehuda, no, likas yitin. It's chal when you give the kedushin. When you give the kedushin, that is when it's chal. Rav Huna, who yitin tanai hava, it's a regular tanai, mekayim tanai vazal. You mekayim tanai, it's good to go. Rav Huna, because yitin, the chiyav have a kedushin. When you give the money, it's kedushin. Has to meal have a kedushin. Right now, it's not a kedushin. And Rashi explains, what's pshat Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda holds, amanas is not koim ma'achshadami. And therefore, when I say I'm asked to give 200 zuz, I wasn't miskaven to mekadesh with the pruta, only with the 200 zuz. So if you say areyat mekadeshli, I'm nashe to kavzayim zuz means I'm giving you kedushin the 200 zuz. And therefore, until you give the 200 zuz, there's no kedushin because amanas does not mean me'achshav. So that's what chalikas Rav Huda or Rav Yehuda. My benai, what's after me la halacha? Ike benai was a pastor yod lekibla kedushin me'achar. She stuck out her hand and mekavla kedushin for someone else. So the Rav Huna holds that works not freya lehav kedushin. Obviously not a kedushin. As long as you get 200 zuz at the end, it's chal from today. The Rav Yehuda have a kedushi. The second kedushin is a kedushin because it's not chal mafreya. And the Gemara says, but it's not a gavi get in the same type of idea. Kai gavna ha'omer leisha raise a gitach amnashit klimzayim zuz. You give a get to isha. Says here's a get, but you owe me 200 zuz. You have to give me 200 zuz. Ha'rezu megureshes. It's a good get. V'hititein, and she has to give the money. Ve'itmar, Rav Huna Amar v'hititen, Rav Huna says that when you give it, it works my freya. Rav Yehuda Amar l'kashtitim, when you give the money, it's chal to get. Rav Huna v'hititen, t'noi hava, mekayim t'nai v'azlo. It's a t'nai, mekayim t'nai, and good to go. Rav Yehuda Amar l'kashtitim, when you give the money, l'chi yav l'yud avigit, when you give the money, it's a get. Hash to me, you'll have a get, right now it's not a get. Because again, amenas does not mean ma'achshah, so it means it's a get when you give me the 200 zuz. My benai on top of on base. My benai. What's the afkamin la halacha between the two? You can now should skara get or shavad. If the get got ripped up or it got lost, the Rav Huna have a get because when I gave you the get, it's a good get and it's chal from then. Rav Huna have a get. Why? Because the get's not around anymore when I gave the money. So we have here two machlekesim. We have machlekes by kedushin and by get. They're both the same machlekes. And the Gemara says two different afkaminas. By kedushin is afkamin of chal kedushin someone else. By get it says it's skara get. Frank Taisvis. Why don't you say that after me I get also the same thing? If she was makaba kedusha someone else, according to Rav Huna, that it is a good get mafreya. So the second kedusha is a good kedusha, and she's a get from that second kedusha. According to Rav Yehuda, that's only likas shetitain. So her, it's not a good kedusha in the second kedusha. Why is it after me? Zok Toysi Esoid, which he repeats a bunch of times, he says that if even for Rav Yehuda, it's not a vadai that it's chal later. It's a suffix of chal later. Therefore, in such a case, according to Rav Yehuda, if you makabel kedushin from someone else afterwards, after the get, you'll still need a get from that person, mesuffic at least. Therefore, you can't say an afkamina, because if you're both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, you will need a get. That's what Tosfos speaks out. Because even it's a suffix of amnas means v'achshav. So, based on the first case, we were handling the opposite way. According to Rav Huna, you don't need a get from the second person because the kedushin is a kedushin of Vada. But here in this case, where you want to make that Rav Yehuda holds that you don't need a get, it's not true. He holds you do need a get because the suffix of Avnas means me achshav.
But you don't have a get. That's
what?
Because
they stay married.
What if they're married?
No. With the second condition? What do you mean?
According to
Rav Huna,
she would be married.
Right.
But she wouldn't be married.
She would be married. After 30 days, it could be you're married. It wouldn't be married. Why not?
She accepts the condition.
It's a condition again. So a condition again. So, Mesophic. That's already a shock and afghanina. It's not a big deal. Okay, v'tricha. You need both machlekes by get and by kedushin. You need the same machlekes by get and kedushin. You need both of them. Why? The yishmin got by kedushin. If you had machlekes by kedushin, how come Rav Huna? Dear Rav Huna says it works my freya. Why? I'm just a craving kasi. I'm trying to marry her as quick as possible. So I want it to happen now and just give me the money and make it tonight. Alegerishin, the chay kasi, that I'm trying to distance her. Maybe there, I want to give myself some time until she pays the money. Maybe I'll be chayzer. Maybe I'll change my mind. And you might learn Huda that you wait till after you give the money. If it's only by Gittin, maybe the Rav Huna says that's chal right now, which is the evil of costly and mitvi. He will not be embarrassed to be tevel the money from her. And therefore, he's so mechtas to give a get right now. Of a hacha by kedushin, the ik sivul mitvei, that maybe there that she is embarrassed to ask for the money. Maybe a moedler of Yehuda that's not chal later tzricha. We need both cases, both machlekesin. We need machlekes by kedushin and machlekes by gittin, because we need both these machlekesin because we have a tzricha in both ways.